Nearly a decade ago, the Pakistani army pushed the Taliban out of the Swat Valley, a river plain at the foothills of the Hindu Kush Mountains. It was a success story, but government soldiers are still there, and residents say they've overstayed their welcome. NPR's Dia Hadid reports.
I'm standing on the bank of the Swat River. Kids play soccer where Taliban supporters once gathered to burn their TVs. They were considered un-Islamic. A few feet from here, the Taliban leader ran a pirate radio station, so the residents called him Mullah Radio. He promised an Islamic utopia, and that's how the Taliban first spread through the Swat Valley, over the airways. Their rule quickly turned grim, and that radio station was later used by the Taliban to announce who would be arrested, or even killed, for violating their harsh laws. Swat is just a five-hour drive from the capital, Islamabad, but it took the Pakistani military years to oust them from there. Waris, a resident, shows us around. He doesn't want to use his full name because he's worried about the Taliban still.
No. It's a black chapter of our history.
He wants you to associate better things with the Swat Valley.
There is also our Malala Yousafzai.
She's the Nobel Peace Prize laureate. She lived here and defied the Taliban by calling for girls' education. One of their gunmen shot her in the head. Those days are over, residents say. But the soldiers are still here, and they even man one of the Taliban's former revenue earners, a dinky chairlift over the Swat River. We pay soldiers for a ride. The chairlift ends at a road crammed with cars and sheep. We walk to the Swat Wonderland amusement park. It recently opened. Residents say it's proof that Swat's returned to normal. Women swing on a carousel. Some hold their face veils tightly so they don't fly off. A man walks up to us. He says, Swat is Pakistan's Switzerland. And residents want tourists to see it for themselves. But there are delays. They're widening a mountain road so visitors can reach a new ski resort.
ID card.
The road's dotted with checkpoints and soldiers stop traffic to check IDs, and foreigners still need the army's permission to be here. At the ski field, adults take selfies and the kids fling snowballs. Kalimullah is our tour guide. He only goes by one name. He says he's glad the army fought the Taliban.
But now the situation is good. I think army should go back. And I think this is not the work of army. This is the work of our tourism department. This is the work of PKM, Swat police.
He says the army shouldn't be here. But Swat isn't entirely safe. In February, a suicide bomber killed 11 soldiers. Residents say they paid the price for that. They say after the attack, a family was held up at a checkpoint and their sick baby died. Shahid Latif is a retired Air Vice Marshal. He says police aren't trained to handle complex security challenges.
Perhaps some kind of presence of the army, in my opinion, is going to stay there permanently.
In the valley below, some people are impatient. Fawad Khan is an activist. He says in his town, soldiers are stationed in the girls' schools, the agricultural office, several hostels, and his uncle's house.
They are not leaving that place. And they have captured the government institutions as well.
He says what they want is their valley back. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Swat Valley.